GBC window for a coffee and a thought, and scribbled out some names for the presents I have bought a few days before Christmas. And so much to be done when you pass by the window, hand in hand with the latest one.
Welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group, broadcasting here from the home studio in Auckland on a sunny but a cooler day than we had over the last few weeks. And you're listening to us in Auckland on Wednesday night on Planet FM, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Kapiti Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday, and a special welcome to everybody that joins us each week on planetaudio.org.nz across New Zealand and indeed all around the world. Up first there we had Old Galway Town by Michelle Lally, a nice song that I think she recorded last year. And Galway, great place to be this time of the year as Christmas is just around the corner. So hopefully wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in Galway, Auckland, New York, Chicago, Denmark, Liverpool, Manchester, we know we've got listeners or here in New Zealand. I hope you'll stay with me, and we'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland. And there's been a bit happening, and thankfully the weather is quite good up there. But up first tonight, I want to play Shane O'Connor and the Pogues with a lovely version of Haunted. And we'll dedicate this to a man who celebrates his birthday on Friday, regular listener to Ireland Calling, Paul Oliver. So happy birthday, Paul, and I'm sure you'll have a good day this Friday. And I know you're a big fan of Sinead O'Connor and the Pogues.
Do you remember that sunny day? Somewhere in London, in the middle of nowhere. Didn't have nothing to do that day. Didn't wanna do nothing anyway.
You got a way of walking.
You got a way of talking.
And it's something about you. Wanna be haunted by the ghost
of your precious love. Of your precious love.
First time I saw you standing in the street, you were so cool you could have put out Vietnam.
All the girls ask what's he like, I see. Kind of shy, but that's
Sinead O'Connor and the Pogues with Haunted, and that dedicated to Paul Oliver, who celebrates a birthday this weekend. Well, you remember over the last few months, we gave extensive coverage here to the presidential election campaign in Ireland, and Fianna Fáil, as candidate, didn't actually, well, he made the ballot paper, but he had to withdraw former Dublin footballer and manager Jim Gavin, and he basically had forgotten about a dispute he had with a tenant over an overpayment of rent around 2010. And obviously when this came to light, he withdrew from his candidacy. So at the end of the day, we only had two candidates, President Connolly, as she is now, Catherine Connolly, and Fine Gael candidate Heather Humphreys. So this report by the Fianna Fáil party has taken weeks, months, and tonight it was published, and the fallout probably will continue for a while. But Fianna Fáil asked Jim Gavin on many occasions, in fact as many as five times, about a tenant dispute, and he said there was no such dispute. And, you know, Fianna Fáil didn't investigate it further before they rubber stamped him. They had a parliamentary meeting, and it was between him and Billy Kelleher. And he got the nomination by about 30 votes. And pretty much within 10 days, he had withdrawn, because the person who overpaid this rent and demanded it back hadn't got paid. And he went to the media, and Gavin then admitted that there was an issue. And then he thought it was better that he pulled out of the election. So whether or not it will affect Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin, left to wait and see. But we know that the parliamentary party are meeting tonight and to discuss the report that's published. And it's no doubt it will damage the Fianna Fáil leader, Éireann Taoiseach. It's got a big year next year. Ireland takes over the presidency of the European Union in June for 6 months, and then they hand over the Fianna Fáil will move to Taoiseach to Simon Harris in January 27. So whether Micheál Martin will be allowed to stay in power as leader of Fianna Fáil for the next year, we'll just have to wait and see. All right, a long distant dedication going from Takapuna to Dublin now, and we want to play the Rocky Road to Dublin. By the Dubliners, this is going out to Nicola Eagles, and Nicola lives in Dublin, and to Nicola and her partner Andrew Scannell, we send best wishes from Nicola's mother Chrissy, who's actually over there in Dublin at the moment for Christmas. So hopefully you're all having a hot whiskey or something warmer over there as you listen to Ireland Calling. And here is Luke Kelly and the Dubliners on the Rocky Road to Dublin.
Now, if you want to learn English properly, you've got to be able to sing the chorus of this song after hearing it once, okay? It goes like this.
Hunt the hare, a turn.
for the chap and the money. Now and among the kids, get some hearty rigs, dance some hearty jigs, they'll quarter on the bob and the friend, the party head. This myself was there, a better fire instead of the rocky road. And now and among the table, cut the hair and turn her down the rocky road. And all the ways to double and back for Lalina. The boys of Liverpool, when we sing, we can't call ourselves a fool. I can't not understand, but we can't align. Temper, I must go as a girl of their own time. They began abusing harami souls as every shillelagh I'd apply. Galway boys were mine, that's all I was. A hollow the grin, the loud hooray, the joy and then the afraid. We'll be paved away from the rocky road and all the one to three. Cut the hair and turn her down the rocky road and all the ways to double and wife on Alina.
Rocky Road to Dublin there by the Dubliners, dedicated and going out to Nicola Eagles listening to Ireland Calling in Dublin. And I saw a report published recently that Ireland is probably the greatest place to have Christmas. I know some of my children will be over there celebrating Christmas on Saturday last weekend. There was a lot of events happening, and this weekend leading up to Christmas it will be busy. Well, there was some kind of rough weather at the weekend, and a Spanish trawler loaded with fish got into trouble off the Kerry coast, and literally had to be an amazing rescue by the Irish Coast Guard, who managed to wrench off 16 crew members from the boat. Now, the boat was damaged, and not sure whether it's been salvaged yet, but it's quite a new boat. But there was swells of up to 4 metres at one stage, and the boat was blown off course in, and was damaged against the rocks not too far from Dingham. So sadly, the wild weather last weekend, and there was quite a lot of rain many parts of Ireland, although it wasn't as bad as it was predicted, but certainly land is saturated with so much rain over there. Of course, the terrible tragedy in Sydney has been dominating news all over the world, including Ireland, and of course Bondi Beach. I used to live literally at the end of Bondi Beach, Campbell Road there, for a couple of months when I lived in Australia. So, of course, lots of Irish people over there, and many people were on the beach earlier that day, but nobody from Ireland was injured in the terrible atrocity. And, of course, there's been political fallout from it. The Prime Minister is really Prime Minister blames Australia for not doing enough to stop anti-Semitism, and he reckons that because Australia, along with Ireland, a number of other countries have recognised the state of Palestine, this has led to what's happening. But sadly, 15 people killed, a young girl, 10, up to a Holocaust survivor, 87, and it's brought to the fore, Jewish communities living in Ireland as well as here in New Zealand, that any events that they're organising, but now needs to be a higher level of security. So a terrible, terrible tragedy. And, it's coming up to Christmas, just very, very sad for all the families that were affected by the events on Sunday evening. Okay, another request. My cousin Karen Grogan and her husband Des and daughter Rena are here visiting New Zealand for the next couple of weeks. They live at Kuala Lumpur, and they're certainly seeing as much of New Zealand in just over 2 weeks. They're getting ready to do the Tongariro crossing today. So they're listening in tonight, and Rena's choice of music was Hall of Fame from the script. So we play this, and hopefully for the end of the programme, we'll have the Fairy Tale in New York, and next week I've got a special edition of Ireland Calling with a Christmas song, so the Pogues feature that, but we'll try to get them in here later on tonight. So for Karen, Rena and Des, hopefully enjoy this song.
The best, you can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You can beat the world, you can beat the war, you can talk to God, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock,
yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the hall of fame.
You can run the mile. You can walk straight through hell with a smile.
You can be the hero. You can get the gold. Breaking all the records you thought never could be broke.
Yeah, do it for your people. Do it for your pride. And you're never gonna know if you never even try.
Do it for your country. Do it for your name. Cause there's gonna be a day when you're
standing in the hall of fame.
Welcome back. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I hope wherever you're listening, whether it's in New Zealand or overseas, you're enjoying the program and looking forward to having a break for Christmas and the New Year. Of course, down here in New Zealand, the country kind of goes into a bit of a holding pattern for a couple of weeks from Christmas right through till early January. It used to be nearly end of January before the country got back working again, but those days are gone. And certainly looks like the weather is going to be good here. Well, the judge in the case ruling against billionaire property owner and bloodstock magnet and John Magner, he didn't hold back last week when he said Magner gave false evidence in the trial. This was briefly over a farm of land, 750 acres that adjoined where he lives. He owns over 10,000 acres. Luscious great land in Tipperary, and he got this farm he maintains with a handshake for 15 million, but the farm was owned by a family trust, and other members of the trust hadn't agreed to any deal. It was a bigger offer for 22.5 million, and the family wanted to go with that deal, but Magner took the family to court, and the case ran for over 2 weeks back in August, and obviously, the judge came out ruling on costs the other day, and he awarded all the costs against Magner. The costs could be up as high as 6 million. But the day before, Magner and his lawyer said they would be appealing the case. So, a terrible tragedy, because the family that owned the land that they wanted, the reason they were selling was to move back to Australia, where wife of the owner of the farm wanted to. They have a handicapped child, and they can get better treatment for their son in Australia, Thompson Moores. And so that was the reason they were selling. This farm has been in the family for seven generations, but the sale is held up again But certainly, Mr. Magner doesn't come out of it too well. He's certainly a billionaire. And Hall Kennedy in the Sunday Independent wrote a good article on Sunday just talking about how, you know, the rich and powerful can just come down so heavy with the, you know, because they've got the money and it's hard to bully their way into deals. But it'll be interesting to see what happens here. And just finally on that, I see where there's an article in the Farming Independent today where this guy, Darren McCullough, I think, writes a regular article saying that the law of tax inheritance in Ireland, if inheritance tax is about 30%, but if you buy land, like a lot of wealthy people are doing, we mentioned Magner and Michael O'Leary, Ryanair owner, these guys can go out and buy land and pass that land on to their family, and there's no inheritance tax, or if it's found that the value of the land is over 40 million, there's about 3%, so he thinks that's something that needs to be looked at. Right, we move on with more music, and this time we've got Niamh O'Brien singing My Own Native Land.
Rivers flow, and the heather is kissed by the soft winds that blow. Though I wander afar over sea, over sand, my heart it lies low in my own native land. Land. I recall every stone, every stream, every glen, and the voices I knew of my kindred and friends. Though strangers may smile and give gold in my hand, I would trade it for one day in my own native land, my own native land, where the shamrocks are free, where the lark lifts its song by the wide open sea. No jewel more fair, no treasure so grand as the love that I hold for my own native land. Fill the sky. I can still hear the pipes with their sorrowful cry, and the old songs they sing by the fireside stand. Call me home to my own native land. Rest in my own native land, my own native land, where the shamrocks are free, where the lark lifts its song by the wide open sea. No jewel more fair, no treasure so grand as the love that I hold for native land as the love that I hold for my own native land.
Niamh O'Brien there, and My Own Native Land. We'll run to sport for a minute, and congratulations to the girls from my home club, Kilcairn Clonbeirne, to beat Monty Glass. It wasn't a great game, but they were on top pretty much from early in the second half. But they had a convincing win over the Antrim and Ulster champions, Monty Glass. So Kilcairn Clonbeirne ladies have now achieved 5 in a row, which is an amazing feat for rural Tuck. And I'm sure they'll be aiming to game on and went 6 and 7, and the team from Waterford, they won 7 in a row. That was on Saturday. Then on Sunday, there was the All-Ireland Club Camogie Championships between St. Finbarr's and Cork, with Aston Rye from Galway. And literally with 5 or 6 minutes to go, nearly all over Barra the shop, St. Finbarr's were so far ahead. And even the commentator was saying it's very unlikely we need to have a replay if it goes to a draw in early January, but that's exactly what happened. Aston Rye came back and scored a goal of 3 points in the last 5 minutes, so they're basically at in with another chance to win the All-Ireland Championships. This weekend, it's the turn of the senior men's hurlers. You've got Ballygunner from Waterford taking on neighbour St. Martin's from Wexford, and Schlochneil from Derry taking on Loughrea from Galway. And then early January, you've got the semi-finals of the club called Championship. More success for young John Short from Galway. He set 3 new records, junior championship records in Ireland. I heard him being interviewed on Monday. He says he's looking forward to taking a few days off. He trains in Limerick, but he's off to Arizona in early January training. And, of course, the Olympics is the big carry in front of all the swimmers, indeed, all the athletes. It was a good weekend in European Cross Country Championships. Irish teams came home with 6 medals there. And, Break Lee wins for Munster, Leinster and Connacht in rugby. Ulster lose. So Munster got their Heineken Cup campaign back. They didn't play that well, even though they had a big win and got a bonus point. And does European rugby now, the championship continues, the Honey Cup goes into a break until middle of January. Right, we'll move on. This time we've got the old man from the Furies.
The tears have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbye. His soul's been blessed and he's laid to rest. It's now I feel the love. It was more than just a father, a teacher, my best friend. He can still be heard in the tunes we shared when we played them on our own. Forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memories remain gone, and I miss him, my old man. As a boy, he'd take me walking. He showed me things not known to kings. A secret between him and me, like the colours of the pheasant as he rises in the dawn. And how to fish and make a wish beside a holy tree. Forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he made gone memories linger on. And how I miss him, the old man.
You're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And there we had the old man from the Furies. Well, he's not an old man, but he certainly wouldn't be the most liked man in Ireland. But he got married to his longtime partner and mother, I think, of his four children, talking here about UFC fighter Conor McGregor. Where did he get married? He got married inside a Vatican City in a Catholic church. And obviously, there was huge question marks over who allowed this marriage to take place in a Catholic church, because we know that he lost a certain case against the lady for sexual assault, Nita Hand, last year, and he appealed that and lost it as well. And but he was there, huge security, so that nobody took any photographs, so not much more news about the wedding last week in last Friday in Rome. So definitely not what you call it, the most liked man in Ireland. Right, just looking at the farming section of the Independent there, and good news for Irish farmers, because there's been ongoing discussions over whether Irish farmers would be allowed to continue using more fertilizer, net nitrate, or continue using the same level of it they've done over the last number of years. The European Union were basically going to reduce the amount that farmers could use, but they've left it at the same levels for the next 3 years. Another big article there about how dangerous it is for young children, working on farms and being involved in machinery. So I've grown up in a farm. We didn't have too many tractors. Well, we didn't have a tractor when I was very young, but then we had a small one. But now, of course, farms have big, powerful tractors and machinery, and young people seem to be, young children are getting younger by the time they're allowed to take control of these big machines, which is not good. Farm in County Monaghan with a derelict house that nobody's lived in for 30 years in Glaslaw set an unbelievable record of 30,000 euro an acre. This farm sold for 1.8 million. So certainly land is still expensive over there in Ireland.
Now with Sinead O'Connor and the Singing Bird, and I'm going to dedicate this to the Rat Coffee Gym Class, the crowdie that play pickleball over there. So this is from Paula Dunn, who's now a regular listener to Ireland Calling.
I've seen the lark so noon, heard his song.
You're listening to Ireland Calling. That was Sinead O'Connor and the Singing Birds. So no doubt there are many of you getting ready for Christmas next week. So anybody that's heading off, hopefully, if you're heading back home, you have a safe trip back there. I've certainly had a number of Christmases in Ireland over the last 10 years. It's a great time to get home. And even though the days are short, you know, there's nothing like being back there and being with family and friends and visiting people, especially in rural Ireland. And there's lots of different traditions happening around Christmas. Of course, the Rainboys, very big down around Dingle. If you're heading over to Ireland, you're down in Kerry, there'll be big celebrations down there. They do the Rainboys, a big event down there. And looks like the weather is going to be reasonably good. And of course, the other big thing that'll be happening next week is Ireland selecting its sports star of the year. And the finalists this year include Aoife O'Rourke, boxing championship Ben Healy, who did well in the Tour de France, cyclist David Clifford, the footballer from County Kerry, Fiona Murta, she won single sculls champion this year, Katie McCabe, Irish soccer player, has just got her 100th cap. Kate O'Connor, world silver medalist indoor in the heptathlon. This is a huge event. She's from Dundalk, trained by her dad. Laura Gillespie, Euro track cycling gold, and unbelievable success for her. Then Orla Comerford, she won para gold in two events of the World Para Championships in New Delhi, winning both the 3:13, 100 and 200 metres. Rory McIlroy, of course, well known. But this year he capped it off winning the US Masters. He was the player champion and he won the Irish Open. Roisin Ní Riain, three-time medalist at the World Para Swimming Championship. Tara Healy, European indoor 3,000 full major champion, on the man that might help get Ireland to the World Cup next year if he continues his scoring feats. Troy Parrott, who got the hat trick in Budapest, so the RTE Sports Star of the Year. And winner will be announced next week. And time for us to continue on with Sean Keane and a song called Home Away From Home.
I stayed up till the dawn, banging out the jigs and reels till everyone had gone, singing some old shut-eyed songs I hadn't sung for years, knocking back the brandy and the beer. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, or it's easy going back again but it's hard to say goodbye. I've had one back too many just as I was set to leave. I was loaded down with bacon and with sausages and tea, and I couldn't find my ticket as I'm walking out the door, till I emptied all my bags out on the floor. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again but it's hard to say goodbye. Sipped a drink while waiting for the meal, just trying not to let my head know how my stomach feels. There's a baby right behind me making sure that I won't sleep, and the flight's too full to find another seat. Back across the ocean to my home away from home, I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time, but it's easy going back again but it's hard to say goodbye. I fell asleep at last just as the plane is touching down,
And 18 years I'm waiting for the bag to come around. And I make it home at last and I'm barely unpacked when I'm already making plans to go again. Back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. But it's easy going back again but it's hard to say goodbye. Back across the ocean to my home away from home. I'm glad to be returning but sad to have to go. I'd like to find a way to be two places at one time. But it's easy going back again but it's hard to say goodbye.
Home away from home, and yes, it's I know the tough time for people that are living so far away from home. My first Christmas away was in 87. I was in Australia, and that time it was $7 a minute to ring home, and you know, the phone call wasn't very long, to be honest with you, and you had to book your time, and so it certainly was a lovely time to be back home. Tough time to be away from home that first time, but you know, as the years went on, you make family and friends. When I get to New Zealand, it was really, really good. And you know, once you're your own family, but it's still great to be able to get back home. So hopefully anybody heading back home for Christmas will have a great time. Well, we go with Dolores Kane, and she's singing Never Be the Sun. wonderful singer there, Dolores Cain, and of course that was her brother we had earlier on, Sean Cain, singing Home Away From Home. And we want to go straight into the fairy tale of New York with the Pogues. It's a song that generates a lot of income for them this time of the year, of course. Famed gone and Kerstin McCall no longer with us. Shane's, he passed away just over 2 years ago. In fact, his funeral was just around this time of the year. But he died at the end of November, 30th of November 23. So here he is with the fairy tale of New York.
There was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. Sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on the lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year for me and you. So happy Christmas. I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty, queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the drums they were singing. We kissed on the corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the end.